Hello everyone, welcome back to the Education for Climate Talks. Today I'm very, very honored to have with me Carlos Moreno. Hello, Carlos.
Hello, Trevor. It's a pleasure for me. Thank you for this invitation.
Let me present you briefly. So you're French, but you were born in Colombia, and you're obviously an urbanist of international renown. You're an author, you're a researcher, you're also a teacher because you're teaching at Sorbonne University. You won multiple awards. Carlos, I won't make it because, I mean, it's way too long. I can just maybe say that in 2021, you were the laureate of a very famous Obel Award, which is one of the world famous architecture prizes for your work on urban and territorial proximity and its impact in the world. So most people, I think, might know you because of a very famous concept, and we want to learn more about that concept, which is the concept, we say in French, la ville du quart d'heure, which is the 15-minute city. So we want to learn more about that. But beyond that short presentation, and before I give you the floor, I think I can say that you're passionate anyway about innovation. You're also passionate about sharing the knowledge, and this is why we're so happy to have you with us, because you're also a teacher, Carlos. So let's go back to that concept of 15 minutes. Could you explain what it means, really, and the objectives of that very interesting concept? Please, floor is yours.
Of course. So thank you so much, Tremor, for this kind of invitation. It's a real pleasure. In fact, we have developed two twin concepts, the 15-minute city and the 30-minute turtle. The idea is to promote a new paradigm for living differently in cities and territories. A 15-minute city for the compact zone, for the high-density zone, and the 30-minute territory for the medium and low-density zone. But the target is the same, to increase the quality of life, to promote a polycentric city or territory, to provide an access within a short perimeter for the essential social needs. We need today to fight against climate change. This is our duty. And at the same time, we need to continue to improve the quality of life. With the 15-minute city, with the 30-minute territory, with the happy proximity, we wanted to develop more livable cities and territories with a positive ecology, to fight against the poverty and to develop a more economical and social positive attitude, for having at the same time more viable and equitable cities and territories. Our concept is very simple: to develop a massive proximity, social mixity, functional mixity, accessibility to the different essential services like schools, grocery stores, health facilities, workplaces, park, green spaces, green areas, public spaces for people and not for cars, social cohesion, and a very strategic point, sustainability. And sustainability is at the same time in an ecological, economical, and social way for developing a local employment, more short circuits, to optimize the raw materials, to promote more social interactions in a low carbon city or in a low carbon territory. This is the pitch.
Thank you. Very interesting pitch. I put down some wonky words, of course: social mixity, proximity, accessibility, sustainability, obviously. And I know that for a fact that a lot of cities around the world are very much interested in that concept and are implementing that concept. So here, my second question: we're an education community, so obviously we're very much interested to understand what about the schools in all that very complex equation. What do you do with the education? What's the role played in that plan?
Trevor, this is a so important question today. and for tomorrow for the implementation for the roadmap. Three short points. The first one, the first minute city was at the beginning a theoretical concept promoted by myself and after with my team at Sorbonne University. We need to note that after the COP21 in Paris in 2015, I have proposed this idea for deploying a real transformation of our cities and territories for changing radically our lifestyle, our work style, and in general for live differently in our cities, in our territories. In 2019, the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, has embraced this concept for promoting it during her electoral campaign in 2020. She won these elections. And they're so important for the educational community. Anne Hidalgo, the mayor of Paris, said to me at this moment, Carlos, your idea is a really, really powerful idea for developing a more polycentric city, more services to reduce the constraint to mobilities, to increase the low carbon mobilities, well, capability by capability. And at the same time, Anne Hidalgo said, we need to implement the 15-minute city in Paris for transforming our districts, and in each one of our districts with the 15-minute city, the school will be the capital of the neighborhood. This was the first motto of the mayor of Paris. The school is the capital of my district. Why? Because the school in France is present in different districts with these public services, educational activities, secular, free. And this is a point for proposing this transformation outside, inside, with the physical spaces and at the same time in the pedagogical way. Outside, we have proposed to transform the totality of the street in front of the schools. The strategic program, it was the first program implemented with the 15-minute city, the street for kids. The public space in front of the schools has radically transformed for becoming the new mini park for lot of different kids' activities, playground. We have 180 schools in Paris, and the totality of the school of Paris will become the street for kids, the street just for having more activity. Inside the school, we have the schoolyards. The mayor of Paris has decided to transform each one of the schoolyards in the place for having a climate resilient city with the oasis to vegetalize the or the activity during the weekend. For the first time in the history of the public education in France, the schools in reality now are open during the weekend for different activities. And as far as the content is concerned, the mayor of Paris has proposed to develop a lot of different pedagogical activities for explaining to kids, to children, how could we transform our daily life for preserving the climate transformations, for preserving biodiversity. We have launched the Académie du Climat, the Climate Academy. We have launched as well the TUMO school. This is the TUMO for the new digital technologies open. And we have developed a lot of different activities in the green areas for offering a more pedagogical, practical actions for developing this way. How could we be involved in the daily life for preserving our planet, for preserving the nature, and for contributing, for changing our life to this climate change way.
Thank you so much, Carlos. So we understand that it's a proper holistic approach, which is very much in line, of course, with the World School approach promoted by the UNESCO. And based on that example you shared with us from Paris, obviously, if you change the school, thinking about the architecture, you've got to think about what's happening inside, of course, and in terms of learning. So here comes my first question, but you already anticipated the answer, because I'm sure you will agree on the fact that we need to promote education for climate, education for sustainable development. But if you agree with that idea, which is kind of obvious, what are, in your opinion, the competences that should be promoted, on how? What is the knowledge we should learn, the skills we should develop, and the attitudes we should adopt?
Yes. Of course, on the development of the climate for sustainable development, if we wanted to foster this development in order to have more livable, green, and thriving neighborhood. As far as the knowledge is concerned, we need to develop in our proximity, in our different school, not only the science of climate change, this is the role of teachers, but we need to develop the sustainable practices. I think that the most relevant question today with the neighborhood is to develop a parallel of the scientific knowledge, more sustainable daily practices, to develop more local socioeconomic implications, for having this crisscross approach. We need to promote for the different members of the educational community, teachers, students, and parents, this triple composite: science, sustainable practices, socioeconomic implications. The skills is another component, and in particular, I think that we need to insist in the development of the communicational skills. We have today a real battle, a real war against the climate denialists, against the confidence mongers, against the massive fake news. And for that, the skills in communication are strategic today if we want to win this battle. We need to develop as well a critical thinking for fostering the new capabilities for evaluating formations, for understanding the complexity of environment situations, and for identifying the misleading information. And the first one, we need to develop a more adaptability. We need to separate the question of climate the question of weather. This is not a question of the summer, of the winter. This is the global situation with the different impacts during the spring, during the summer, during the winter. And this is so important to transmit this question of the adaptability for understanding the different season, different situation in the context of the global warming. The first point, the attitude. I think that the most strategic attitude for developing in the educational context is the empathy and the respect. The second one, the awareness. The first one, responsibility. And I just finish with the last one, ethical understanding and optimism. Ethical understanding because we have a strong battle and we need to be in no circumstances ethical for be guided by science, facts, and scientific explications. And optimism because the situation of the planet is catastrophic. But not really for the planet, for humanity, because the planet could continue to live without us. For our humanity, the situation is very complicated. And if we wanted to continue to develop this battle without this climate anxiety, in particular for the young people, we need to keep an optimistic attitude for saying that it is still possible to win this battle if we have the possibility for changing radically our lifestyle, our work style, and even if this is complicated, we have the possibility for being optimistic if we have an open mind and if we have a global mind. This one, this is a lot of different reasons for considering that the center of gravity today for the 50-minute city, for the happy neighborhood, for the happy proximity, for the polycentric city, for the multi-services, is the education, education, education. This is the word of Mandela. This is the word of the Dalai Lama. If we wanted to keep the optimism in humanity, we need to be optimistic, optimistic, optimistic.
Thank you so much for these very wise words. So we understand education is at the center of the village, if I may say so, but yeah, it's something which is totally linked to the community which is around. And so now let's focus on the implementation of change. That's another story. Thank you so much again. And we might come back to you, Carlos, if you have an example to share with us so that we can see, as a matter of fact, how we implement these changes that are absolutely desirable. Thank you so much, Carlos.
With a great pleasure, Trevor. Thank you for your commitment. This is totally amazing. Thank you. Bye-bye.